We're doing the Magid Midovna Sefer Amidot, wrap the page Reish Nun Hei. And the Magid Midovna had been discussing that the Neshama is in a world which the Neshama scorns the world, and the world scorns the Neshama. And when a person does a mitzvah, so Hashem is upon him, and there's a declaration up above, watch out, this one's my servant, but the material world, so to speak, is jealous and antagonistic to spiritual life. And when a person thinks about this, then he should think about his responsibility to live up to the potential of his neshama. And he quoted from the Medrash that if a person sees his yetzer coming to destroy him, he should push him off with Divrei Torah. And the Medrash had said that if a person wants to live at peace in this world, so then he has to watch his yetzer, he has to guide it in the right path. And we developed this with the idea of Rav Moshe Cordoviro, that the yetzer is not something negative, yetzer hara is simply the materialistic desires, which are not negative per se. They are those desires which, left unchecked, become negative. But they are positive desires. There's nothing wrong with the fact that a person wants material things. The reason it's called Yetzer Hara is because it's a desire which, left unchecked, will lead him to Ra. And Magid Midovna continues and says, Huma shamu avotenu zichonam nevracha. This is what our sages taught. Margal abfumed Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had the following gem in his mouth that he would repeatedly say, Gemor b'chol levavcha v'kadesh atzmecha mikol hashma. Decide with your whole heart and sanctify yourself from all blame. V'ani eyeimcha b'chol makom. And I will be with you wherever you go.
We have a Gemara Brachos.
Okay. We have a Gemara here? Oh, okay. Later. רצה לומר, אני אשמור את כל המקרים אשר בכל המקומות. What it means is, Hashem says, I will watch whatever happens, אין לך עוד לדאוג עליהם ולפחד מהם. You don't have to worry about it anymore. אם אך אתה תעשה את שלך, if you only live up to your end of it. So this is an idea that really Chazal developed in many places. It's very interesting that he brings it from this Gemara in Brachos. Chazal say it on the Pasuk, בכל דרכך דאיו והוא ישר אוחותיך. It says that if you know Hashem in all your ways, so He will ensure your paths are straight. It says that Hashem will be בחיסלך, even in areas that you're a fool. Meaning, Chazal say, one of the rabbis was giving a speech in the lower market, and a thief came to take his bag from the upper market, and he found a snake coiled around it. So Chazal said, yeah, when a person does what he's supposed to do down here, Hashem takes care of him in other areas. For example, a person gives his car to a mechanic. Do you really know if he's doing what he has to do? You don't know. But there are many areas in life where you have no control. You invest in a bank. You invest in an investment. You give a broker to deal with your stuff. You have many areas where we're blind, where we are kisil. That's what the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chislecha. In areas where you're a fool, Hashem says, I'll take care of you. You do my end, I'll do your end. Because there are many areas where we have no way of knowing.
You get on a plane. You hope the father knows what you're
doing. You go to a dentist, you go to a doctor, אבל הסכת ושמע נא את אשר הנביא אומר בשם השם יתברך. But listen here to what the prophet says in the name of Hashem. הציבי לך ציונים, שימי לך תמרורים, שהיא תלבך במסילה דרך הלך. The prophet Jeremiah says, put up markers, make sure you know the path you're supposed to go on. ולא כשהוא נכתב נקרא, כי הכתיב הלכתי והקריא הלכת. The verse really is written, look at the path that I went on, Hashem says. Yet we read it as, look at the path that you're supposed to go on. אבל עניינו יתבר על פי משל. So if you want to understand it, he says, we have the following allegory. לאחד שהלך לבקש אוצר תחת אילן פלוני אשר גנז ואביו הגביר בדרך פלוני. A person went to look for a treasure that his grandfather had hidden by the tree along this path. וילך ויחפש ויחפו בעמק כל סביבות האילן. So he went down to that tree, started digging and digging around the tree, and he's digging deeper and deeper all around the tree. ולא מצא עם כל היגיעות הגדולות, and as hard as he worked, he didn't find it. וילך וישאל את פי הזקנים, אולי יגידו לו את החידה. He went and asked the elders, Maybe they'll tell him the secret. Vayomru lo, so the elder said to him, Sachal, you fool, alo ata chipasta v'chafachta tachtilana natu atam chadash al derech zeh. You went down the path, you started looking under a tree that was just freshly planted on that path. Asher gam aderech hu derech chadash. The path, that's a brand new path. The tree, that's a brand new tree. Zeyamim lo kabirim nasa aderech hazeh, kivyamecha oleinecha nasa. Don't you realize it's a freshly paved path? You've seen it paved. That tree is freshly planted. But when your grandfather, he wrote in his will that he put it next to the path and next to the tree on the path, well, in those days, there was a totally different path leading to this city, to the north. Now they paved the path on the southern side of the city. Visham, but if you go back up there to the northern path, that's where Ganaz Avicha Totzal Tachat Rotem Ploni. He buried the treasure under the following tree. So if now, if you want to go find the treasure, go discover the path that used to exist to this city. Go find that. Then you'll go looking for the tree and you'll find what you're looking for. Hanimshal, what's the allegory teaching us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ganaz otzar tachtilan bimei Avraham Avinu alav ha-shalom. God planted a treasure under a tree back in the days of Avraham Avinu, peace be upon him. Asher nata eshel. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu planted an eshel tree, and the Gemara asks, what does it mean Avraham planted an eshel tree? The Torah says, Vayita eshel biver shova. What does it mean he planted an eshel tree? Chad amar pundak v'chad amar pardes. One understanding is, he set up an inn where he could have guests. The other one says he set up an orchard where people could enjoy the fruits. V'zot yadanu betach. What we know for sure is, in elech anachnu gam ken v'nitnahek kem minagei Avraham Avinu alav ha-shalom, yichulav eleinu limtzoa otzav v'skula nimshech nimasim tovim. If we emulate Avraham Avinu, so we know that we will undoubtedly find that great treasure that one achieves when he does good deeds. And we will find ourselves doing good things if our traits are aligned with those of Avraham Avinu. And today, you see, there are people who are merciful. There are people who want to do kindness. They spread their wealth looking for the treasure. What are they looking for? They're saying, I want to emulate Avraham Avinu. I dated many girls that said, I want a house like Avraham Avinu. Okay? It's a noble aspiration. What we're really looking for in that treasure is we're looking to connect to that great sgula, to that great amulet, to the great blessings that come with that way of life. Like our forefather, peace be upon him, the way he did. Veinena. And yet we're not finding it. So that's what the prophet in Jeremiah comes and tells us. The verse says, set up road signs, set up markers, go on the path that you went, and remember the verse really is written, go on the path that I went. The prophet is saying, are you going on my path? You're setting up a path. Very often in life, we set up a path, and we believe that that path should be successful, and we look at God and say, didn't I do just what you wanted? How come things aren't working out the way I thought they should? Hashem says, wait a second, check the path. Are you really on my path? And we're out of time. We will have to pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next week.